Hi, I'm Jackie Britton, and it's time for another Throwback Thursday segment. And this week, we're staying on the East Coast, hanging out with the Connolly brothers, who are cooking up something good. Check it out.
Take a little brotherly challenge.
Ready to go?
Ready to go?
Make some meatballs.
You ready to go?
But the professional chef, I think, needs a little bit of a handicap. So I'm going to make him work chocolate chip cookies into his meatballs.
That's no problem.
My love for cooking goes back to when we were kids, growing up, cooking dinner while parents were at work.
My mom, she used to start, she'd do like the first half of the meal and then we'd have to finish it. Yeah. Mom doesn't want to admit this, but I'm not bad-mouthing the food, but, like, the truth is it had a lot of, like, cream of mushroom soup in it, cream of celery soup in it. I think it was that, like, post-World War II American. Yeah, it was, like, half instant. The perfect example of it would be, like meatloaf with Lipton French onion soup mix in it.
It was all simple food that, you know, a 10-year-old, a 8-year-old, and a 5-year-old could cook.
We were making pasta, I think, at that point. On our own.
I'm doing a traditional Italian meatball.
Well, I'm going to chef this up a little bit. I think I'm going to go a little bit more Asian style. It's pretty good.
I'd just say my signature dish was hot dogs with ketchup. Cut up hot dogs and squeeze a bunch of ketchup and heat it up and...
Okay.
It's kind of like a soup or, I don't know.
I used to take white bread and peanut butter and just roll it up. Yeah. I'd eat that every day after school. I think I called it a burrito. It's nothing like a burrito at all, but yeah, so, you know, high class stuff.
You can't beat it. I mean, that's stuff we grew up on. It was good then. Yeah. It's still good.
Yeah.
Clever in your stuff.
Well, I haven't got going yet. The classic chocolate chip cookie. I'm gonna go two. You know why? Because it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It just doesn't matter.
That doesn't even look like a meatball over there.
Why are you sweating so much? Not cool. I got into this business because I think I had so many good memories of cooking growing up, and even before I think I started doing it professionally, when we all got together, it would be in the kitchen for the most part.
We always talk about food when we're together. I mean, that's basically what we talk about the entire time we're together. I'm doing a tomato sauce and I'm going to serve it on a baguette, not a wimpy piece of lettuce. I already got my meatballs in the pan frying. You're still mixing them over there.
Hey, perfection takes a little bit of time, you know?
Yeah. The thing that I like about cooking is not necessarily creating something extravagant. Most people buy an English muffin in the store and don't even know how you can make them. But I wanted to make it, so I did it. And I used like a tuna can to get the shape and cooked it on a griddle. And it was
MacGruber, the simplest things. Right. It's like... It gives you more, I don't know, street cred if you can make it all yourself.
Definitely going for style points here.
Points. You're the judge.
Voila. As far as opening a restaurant, I mean, we've always talked about it. Like, it was a family dream, and you know, that started with us being in the kitchen and... You know, we wanted
being awesome at it.
Yeah, we wanted to keep doing that the rest of our lives. Always cook. Like we're talking about what we all came from, the peanut butter rolls and the cheese rolls, and salami and ketchup to cooking seared duck breast with hazelnuts or whatever you said.
Yeah.
You know, and you're not classically trained like a lot of chefs are. You just came up learning to cook in kitchens and you just kind of like let your palate tell you what tastes good, and you,
it's impressive. It's just like anything. I mean, you know this. Like, if you, you know, if you want something and you'll never take no for an answer, it doesn't really matter where you come from.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's what I did. That's what you did.
Right.
You know.
All right, looks good. Let's go try it. I'm starving. Peace of mind. I'll
have an age of your fall. This is for your tears.
Oh. Surprisingly, I can't taste chocolate chip cookie at all.
If I didn't know better, I'd think you were an Italian grandmother.
Nice. That's what I was going for. If I didn't know better, I'd think you were a little Asian man.